It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, and welcome. Fourth and final hour. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. And we really do stretch. Ramey Eagle Glenn is my witness. We're going to talk to her in just a second. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. President Biden Oval Office speech last night. Let's go over the high points. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Well, that was fast.
Well, that I'm just trying to, if I'm going to say going over the high points, yeah, I'm going to stick to just the high points, and that's it. We'll talk more about all of that stuff, but let's bring it on home. A little closer to home, like Tallahassee and our representatives there. And with me in the studio, Ramey Eagle Glenn, and she is going for the seat, Florida House District 22. That's the seat that Chuck Clemens currently holds, but he's going to be termed out. So welcome, Ramey. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for having me here, Bob and Greg Cassidy. It's honestly a pleasure.
It is. It's my pleasure. I met you. It was very briefly many years ago. It was like a Trump-style rally where we were driving through the streets of Gainesville with our American flags and a lot of Trump paraphernalia and what have you. And the reception we got on University Avenue was not all that friendly, was it?
No, it wasn't. But let me tell you, the energy for Trump 2020 before the election, I mean, we had it. And that parade with the flags was a show of force in deep blue Gainesville. And you're right, those liberals did not like it, but we didn't care.
So tell me about yourself a little bit in terms of, I know you're a wife, a mother, you're very busy with all sorts of things. Give us an idea what you're, what you've been doing.
Well, I have been campaigning hard. And the reason I'm here is because I just stumbled upon Greg Cassidy's door one day when I was canvassing deep blue Gainesville. And what a lucky break that was for me, because here I am and really just campaigning full time. I'm not going to give my door count because I'll save that for after the election. But when I do tell people, they're like, how is that even humanly and physically possible? So I'm getting out there, I'm talking to voters, and they've been telling me what they want from their representative in Tallahassee.
Now, you obviously are connected. I mean, how did you get appointed by the governor to take that seat with the Alachua County Commission?
Well, after the 2016 election, I was alone in deep blue Gainesville, and I sought out the Alachua County Republican Executive Committee. I needed to find like-minded people because I was being ostracized by far-left liberals in Gainesville who I thought were my friends. But no, when they found out I voted for Trump, it was like, you're no longer human to me. So I joined the REC, very quickly became the state committee woman, and I've been a grassroots leader locally since then, knocking on doors for Ron DeSantis to defeat Andrew Gillum.
And that was the first time around, razor close, scary close.
It was horribly scary close, and I was just so intrinsically motivated to help DeSantis, even though I had never met him at that time, and knowing that getting the training from the REC, you get out and you go door to door. And so I made up these little palm cards, and I just canvassed Hale Plantation where I live. I didn't care if they were Republican, Independent, Democrat, because this is for the general. And I just implored them to beware of the dangers of socialism. Andrew Gillum was a socialist.
Yes.
And people were falling into this trap of identity politics. They would say, look, we want the first black governor of Florida, which is great, but he ain't the guy because he's a radical.
Yeah, you got to forget all about that, including personality, skin color, ethnicity, and you have to go by policies. and the policies that best reflect how you feel things are going to go in the future for you and your family, whether it's job opportunities, the economy, stuff like that. It's basic stuff, but the left has really done a great job through the media by name-calling and untruths about, you know, conservatives were somehow evil and Trump's going to be an authoritarian and a dictator. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Yes, it's absolutely ridiculous.
So people have to, we need to get people to think a little bit, look at the issues and vote based on policies. So I know you're for securing Florida's border and the southern border. What in Florida can we do via Tallahassee about that?
Well, look at what Ron DeSantis has done with creating the Florida National Guard and sending our own troops to Texas to assist. That is how. And sometimes, just like Texas did at the border when they said, look, the federal border security are not doing their job, not because the rank and file don't want to, but because it's a top-down military operation, and you have to listen to the commander, who, unfortunately, at this time, well, who is it at this time? We're told it's Biden. So sometimes we need to take our states' rights and our federalist system into our own hands and protect Florida. And that's how we are in a federalist system. And thank God we live in Florida. And that's really what people mean by keep Florida free. At some point, we're going to have to tell the federal government and that swamp in D.C., like, just get out and leave us alone. We'll figure it out ourselves.
Well, another case in point, in the classrooms, it was State Senator Keith Perry that brought to our attention some of the actual curriculum and things they were teaching kids at very young ages in our local classroom. I mean, it was factual. It wasn't. And again, this is an issue where the left, they went with this mantra, don't say gay thing, and we're book burning and book banning and all that. And I'm telling you, the things that were in this curriculum are things you and I would feel uncomfortable discussing on or off the air as adults, that kind of material. So I think Governor DeSantis absolutely has the right idea there. And so what are your ideas about further protecting our children in the classroom?
Well, thank God for conservative media and popular conservative media like the Bob Rose Show and Sky FM, because what the problem is in our nation and Florida is propaganda through the media. And unfortunately, these taglines like don't say gay and, you know, DeSantis is a Nazi and a book burner, that those are just lines that are created by the far left, and they really stick with people. And so we do need to focus on civics curriculum, civics education, and mandate it. And one thing I brought up when I was talking to, you know, the far left Gainesville League of Women Voters at the Bob Graham Center, and they tried to pinpoint me and, oh, what are you going to do about gun control? Well, this is what we should do about gun control. We should mandate Second Amendment civics education starting in elementary school so that we can teach that this is a privilege and a power that Americans have, unlike any other resident of any other country in the world. And, you know, maybe at some level, some kids who are, you know, screened and who show an interest, we can do marksmanship. I also think having our school resource officers from the sheriff's offices and from counties in the schools teach respect for law enforcement, congenial relationships between civilians and law enforcement, which I think goes hand in hand with teaching this civics education and Second Amendment.
Now, we've had conservatives, Republicans that we've sent to Tallahassee, and I'm not picking on anybody individual, but the Stoneman-Douglas thing, that bill, I literally had it told to me. Well, first of all, they raised the age to buy a long gun to 21.
Yes.
Somebody said, oh, well, Texas already did that. That was not true. Then after they passed this thing, they said, well, we had to do something. I found that so to this day. I know it burns Greg, too. It chaps our hides. What we have to do something is so ridiculous and bizarre. And there's supposed to be Republicans in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. How does something like that get through?
It was egregious. People have not forgotten about how that sacred right was taken away from people, especially people who are of age to go and fight and die for their country. And no, there is a hard line. There are some things that are non-negotiable. And one of those things is the Second Amendment.
Absolutely. I've said it before. A sound government has nothing to fear from an armed populace.
Correct.
insurance companies, homeowners insurance, that has got to be one of the top things that people in Florida complain about, and rightfully so. Do you have a solution? What can we do to get those insurance costs down for people?
So it's scary for people at this point. I have walked and talked to people throughout the district, and you have elderly folks living in their home who are still paying a mortgage, and they are about to be priced out of their homes because of the extra $200 a month this year for the insurance premium. What's it going to be raised to next year? And I actually had a lobbyist for the insurance companies tell me in Tallahassee, oh, well, maybe we'll get a break this year from hurricanes. The number one solution is we need to focus on really supporting and representing the working class, the middle class, and not special interests in Tallahassee. That is the problem. And the solution is, well, somebody's going to have to go in there with my like-minded colleagues, and we're going to have to fix the insurance industry.
Hey, you got the insurance folks on one hand, you got attorneys on the other, and they're forgetting about the people in between.
That's right.
Who should be the focus.
Yes, and I argue that insurance is not a free market product because it is highly regulated, it was bailed out, it's subsidized, and let's face it, for most people, it's a forced product.
I think we can create a real competitive environment. You have to rewrite a lot of the stuff that you just talked about, all the restrictions and all the hoops you got to jump through, but I think we can make it highly competitive, and the people will win usually when competition exists. So, we appreciate your time, Ramey Eagle Glenn. If you want more information, go to Ramey, which is R-A-E-M-I, Ramey for F-O-R, for Florida.com. Ramey for Florida.com. And thanks for coming in, and best of luck.
Thank you. Early voting starts August 5th. Get to the polls.
Right on. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines and what? Russian and Chinese planes coming very near our coastline. We'll talk about that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, what do you guys want to do?
I don't know. Go out for ice cream? I don't know. Was that the question? Is that?
I don't know. I'm just tossing things out there.
Oh, okay. Right.
It is 9:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Biden gave his speech last night. I'm just being honest. It wasn't very good.
No.
There was nothing in there that was really even mildly interesting. You know, this whole pass the torch line. I mean, we've heard that a million times before.
Don't you almost feel like it's not like he's just not running? And we'll have to see. He says he's going to be out doing things, but don't you almost feel like he's done?
Well, there's an old cliche. You know, it's like he mailed it in. And that was the speech. Yes. He mailed it in.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. He was trying to read the speech and articulate. And at times he did well. And plenty of times he did not do so well.
Right.
I think if anybody was doubting whether he should run or not, I would think if you're being honest, you realize that there should be no doubt in your mind, yeah, that was the right thing to do, is to drop out. Now the question's going to be, will he remain in office to fulfill the rest of his term?
Right.
And you know, I think it was actually Trump that said, he doesn't want the 25th Amendment
right
invoked. He right. believes that that could actually be a dangerous kind of a precedent.
Mm-hmm.
And also from the perspective that you've got, you don't want to give Kamala that kind of power.
Well, once you start ramp as Trump knows, you ramp up the left. Once they have a bite of power with an action, they'll keep using it.
Well, and here's what you have to remember, that the left of center media is never going to share with you. In fact, they're going to rewrite history. They're already mm-hmm. doing it. They're claiming she wasn't the border czar.
Right.
I kid you not. So several different Axios included and some of the networks. So they're going to try to clean her history. But the bottom line is, in 2019, for people that track this stuff, she was considered the most liberal senator, the most left of center senator. That includes Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Do I need to repeat that? That includes Bernie Sanders.
Uh-huh. Crazy, huh?
And here's the story I have from the New York Post. Former President Trump said he doesn't believe the 25th Amendment should be invoked against Biden, warning it could be more dangerous to put Kamala Harris in office because she's real garbage and worse than he is. Wow, talk about, let's say it in a Trumpian way.
He's so subtle.
Well, apparently he was on with Fox and Friends, and he said he didn't think the 25th Amendment should be invoked. And he said, look, we have another 4 months now. Then he's got another month and a half. And then he took aim at Harris. And yeah, she's worse than he is. I believe she's a San Francisco radical. I believe she's actually much worse and way worse a candidate than he is. And she's not doing very well. So anyway, the bottom line is, you know, if you kind of push for that 25th Amendment and getting Joe out of there, then that void will be taken up by Kamala. And who knows how desperate and what desperate measures they're willing to take. And if you give them, like Greg said, a little bit more power, then how are they going to use that? They're not going to use it for the good of the average American citizen. They're going to use it like they've already weaponized any government apparatus that they can weaponize to hurt Donald Trump. I mean, that's what's going on. Joe Biden thanked people who've supported her husband, President Joe Biden, for never wavering in their support, adding that it is time to put trust in Vice President Kamala Harris. So it'll be the remaking, the makeover of Kamala Harris. They already have begun. She was never the border czar, according to some of them. And where I tracked where she is found to be left of Bernie Sanders as a senator, the most lefty senator, that's already disappeared from the internet, and it's being reported by Fox and Yahoo and a couple of other outlets that they cannot find that page anymore. So they're trying to erase that. Okay, she's going to try to run away from her record, her past, the statement she's made, the things she was for. She's totally on board with the open border. So it doesn't matter what she says, and for political purposes, she very well may say that she wants to secure the border. Don't believe it. You can't believe a word that comes out of her mouth. And she was for, like, Medicare for All, which is complete socialized medicine. Well, that's one thing. But then to not allow people to even have another choice? There'd be no private health care insurance? Wow. So, no. She is far left of center. And that's the real Kamala Harris. But they're going to try to remake her. And for some people, that'll work. But you just have to hope that Americans are seeing and feeling what's really going on. Mm-hmm. And they've had enough of it. I mean, and that's why I constantly go back to the open border thing. Because, I mean, that's real. That's obvious. And the side effects are real and obvious. Ask anybody who's been a victim, or their family's been a victim of an illegal alien killing, maiming, raping somebody that they know. Ask somebody who has had a child or young adult died of a fentanyl overdose. 70,000 Americans a year. That's an epidemic. And that Biden and the crew, they know. Yeah. that securing the border would have a major impact in slowing all that stuff down, like fentanyl, not to mention human trafficking. Yeah. Oh, it's all about social justice. Oh, what about human trafficking? Oh, next question. Yeah. Yeah. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines coming up as well. And you're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday Eve. We're almost there. It is Thursday, 9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Representative Maxwell Frost, he is a Democrat from here in Florida. He was on CNN, and he said Republicans like Tim Burchett, the congressman out of Tennessee, who say that Vice President Kamala Harris is a DEI hire, are essentially using the N-word.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
The N-word.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is confusing because outgoing Democrat President Joe Biden himself called his own Vice President Kamala Harris, quote, a diversity, equality, and inclusion pick just 2 months ago.
Wow.
Isn't that DEI? Diversity, equality, and inclusion. Yeah. You got
it.
All the letters in there.
All three of them. Yeah.
And said, yeah, that's what he called her.
I love it.
Now, of course, what this means is that Biden himself called Harris a DEI vice presidential selection. So Democrat can say the same thing as a Republican.
It's different.
Oh, it's way different, apparently.
Yeah.
So they have to throw out the N-word. Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Funny how they get all they find a way, what they think is a stance that you can't use or go down that road if they give you something so blatant like that. They think that that stops you. That's just stupid. That's just...
Well, that's what that looked. That's how they cancel you.
Yep.
They call you a name. They point at you and ostracize you and try to isolate you. Yeah. I mean, they've been doing this for a long time.
If the left have brought in color to DEI, then color is a part of DEI.
Right.
We didn't do it.
No.
Come on. People.
CNN political commentator Ashley Allison said on CNN that it is offensive to her as a black woman when Vice President Kamala Harris is called incompetent.
See, this whole I'm offended for someone else crap gets on my nerves, too. It's like, we're not talking about you on CNN. We're talking about somebody else. And her competency has nothing to do with what color you were born.
Well, it even further has nothing to do with your opinion or whether you decide to be offended or not. And that's what it is. It's a decision.
It is a decision.
You make a decision whether you choose to be offended or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose to be offended, the left does, about just about anything and everything, especially if it comes from anybody from the right or even the middle.
Well, usually it's wealthy college kids being all offended for everybody else in the world. So
yeah, and they don't even understand their history, let alone our history.
No.
And yeah.
So she's offended.
Yeah.
Oh, well, too bad.
Look, and what about the all's fair in love, war, and politics?
Yeah.
I mean, name-calling, mudslinging, is this new? If you've risen to the rank of being a CNN political commentator,
yes,
I would think that you would understand a little bit about politics.
Uh-huh.
You're a political commentator.
Well, then the people that you support refer to Donald Trump as Hitler. That offends a lot of folks.
Maybe some people who had family members that suffered in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Did it really happen or not? Netanyahu touched on that in his speech. He said, what was it? It was Harvard and MIT. And he went to MIT, by the way. He's a pretty smart guy. And he said, what was it? The presidents of both those schools basically denied the Holocaust.
Amazing.
Yeah. He pointed these things out. Let me tell you something. He gave a great speech. And I am, I don't understand. I get it why the mainstream media wouldn't want to do that. Because, you know, they're trying to play a little bit more cozy with the left. And that means you're going to play it a little more cozy with these protesters and that, the people of that ilk. That's probably why MSNBC and CNN, their ratings are in the toilet. That could be part of it. They can't relate to the average American. But for Fox, for instance, not really. I mean, I looked twice. I could look again, but they didn't have much on that speech. And I got to tell you, I mean, he just nailed it. He nailed it on every level. Well, in fact, we've got some sound clips from that. First of all, he showed true respect for our American flag, our flag.
These protesters burn American flags even on the 4th of July. And I wish to salute the fraternity brothers at the University of North Carolina who protected the American flag against these anti-Israel protesters.
Nice.
Here's a great point that he makes about gays for Gaza.
Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
I love that line.
You know, chickens are slaughtered for KFC.
Yeah, they really don't get it, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, he applied a term to them, and I think he's right on.
I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, that really does nail it. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how they don't know anything about history. They can chant from the river to the sea, but they don't know what river, what sea.
Yeah.
They don't even know history. You know, there's some historical stuff. I don't know. The Torah, the Old Testament. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some records, you know, laying around about the Jewish existence in that particular area going back quite some time.
Somewhat historical, you might say.
But he does make a great point about you're a useful idiot for Iran. And what gay person would want to live in Iran? What LGBTQ or any of those? Would you ever want to live in Iran?
No.
But yet you could live in Israel and get along swimmingly well.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to pick on you for your alternative lifestyle, but they sure will in Iran. The Palestinians wouldn't like it. Hamas doesn't like it. They won't put up with it. So you got to think about these things. I mean, you got to sit down and think. Why are you rooting for people who would just as soon stone you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why would you root for them? Okay, all right, I get it. Look, you grow up with a silver spoon in your mouth. You're very spoiled. And in school, they start to tell you in how bad America is and, you know, how it's our fault for everything bad in the world. And, you know, we poison the Native Americans with things. And look, I'm not saying that America is perfect by any stretch. Oh, no. America as a nation and our leaders have made many bad decisions.
Lots of growing pains.
But you have to look at the overall.
Yes.
You know, in the Declaration of Independence, it stated, you know, all men are created equal. Well, they meant that when they said that.
Mm-hmm.
The slavery thing, of course, clouded everybody. And so they lost focus on that. They fought fights. They wouldn't have gotten, you know, the Constitution and things passed.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave into that one. And I'm not defending it. I'm not saying that was okay to do that. That was terrible and it was wrong. But we made up for it. Yeah, it took time. But we made up for it. As a nation, we grew in the right direction, giving women the right to vote. That's another one. So America's not a perfect place. But here's the problem. Where is the perfect place? Where is it? Is Iran more perfect than we are? Could you say that honestly with a straight face? Do you really think the terrorists are right? That they are being oppressed to the point to where murdering innocent people is not just okay, but it's like they deserved it. And this is how we're going to get our way. You really can defend that? I mean, I get it. You have some sort of, you know, guilt. Somebody put all sorts of guilt all over you because you were born in America and your parents were probably doing pretty well. And you go to these very expensive, nice schools and this is how you alleviate the guilt. Getting involved in a cause fantastic. Get involved in the community or something you believe in. But something that is supportive of terrorism as a means in which to bring about political change, yep. slaughtering innocents, raping, killing, burning babies. That's what happened October 7th. I mean, that's nobody goes into it because, quite frankly, it's too ugly and graphic to go into it. But I mean, if you don't call that the absolute base of evil, mm-hmm. then you clearly don't have an understanding of what evil is. I just thought he gave a great speech. I thought it should get a lot more attention than it's getting so far. Maybe, I don't know, the news cycle was taken up by Biden's 11-minute speech so much that they didn't have time for it. I don't know.
Well, now NPR is even saying, regarding the whole Netanyahu and the protest and everything else, that the atmosphere was largely peaceful. There were some skirmishes with police, but largely peaceful.
Well, there were definitely skirmishes.
Flag burning, taking down flags that weren't
Palestinian
theirs.
Flags being raised in their place. I mean, as soon as a kid does that, I would say, and I say kids, these aren't kids, they're young adults. Dumb young adults. But I would immediately, wouldn't it be great if we had a law that says, look, that's grounds for sending you somewhere else. In this case, we'd send you right to Gaza.
Sure.
You say, you need to be and deserve to be with your people. You feel so strongly you would take down an American flag.
Yeah. And burn it.
And it or destroy it or mistreat it.
Yeah.
And put up a Palestinian flag.
Right.
Hey, it's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday Eve. We're almost there. It is Thursday, 9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Representative Maxwell Frost, he is a Democrat from here in Florida. He was on CNN, and he said Republicans like Tim Burchett, the congressman out of Tennessee, who say that Vice President Kamala Harris is a DEI hire, are essentially using the N-word.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
The N-word.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is confusing because outgoing Democrat President Joe Biden himself called his own vice president, Kamala Harris, quote, a diversity, equality, and inclusion pick just 2 months ago.
Wow.
Isn't that DEI? Diversity, equality, and inclusion. Yeah. You got all the letters in there.
Uh-huh. All three of them. Yeah.
And said, yeah. That's what he called her.
I love it.
Now, of course, what this means is that Biden himself called Harris a DEI vice presidential selection. So Democrat can say the same thing as a Republican.
It's different.
Oh, it's way different, apparently.
Yeah.
And so they have to throw out the N-word. Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Funny what else how they get all they find a way, what they think is a stance that you can't use or go down that road if they give you something so blatant like that. They think that that stops you. That's just stupid. That's just...
Well, that's what that looked. That's how they cancel you.
Yep.
They call you a name. They point at you and ostracize you and try to isolate you. Yeah. I mean, they've been doing this for a long time.
If the left have brought in color to DEI, then color is a part of DEI.
Right.
We didn't do it.
No.
Come on. People.
CNN political commentator Ashley Allison said on CNN that it is offensive to her as a black woman when Vice President Kamala Harris is called incompetent.
See, this whole I'm offended for someone else crap gets on my nerves, too. It's like, We're not talking about you on CNN. We're talking about somebody else, and her competency has nothing to do with what color you were born.
Well, it had, and it even further has nothing to do with your opinion or whether you decide to be offended or not. And that's what it is. It's a decision.
It is a decision.
You make a decision whether you choose to be offended or not. Mm-hmm. And they choose to be offended, the left does, about just about anything and everything, especially if it comes from anybody from the right or even the middle.
Well, usually it's wealthy college kids being all offended for everybody else in the world. So
yeah, and they don't even understand their history, let alone our history.
No.
And yeah.
So she's offended.
Yeah.
Oh, well, too bad.
Look, and what about the all's fair in love, war, and politics?
Yeah.
I mean, name-calling, mudslinging, is this new? If you've risen to the rank of being a CNN political commentator,
yes,
I would think that you would understand a little bit about politics.
Uh-huh.
You're a political commentator.
Well, then the people that you support refer to Donald Trump as Hitler. That offends a lot of folks.
Maybe some people who had family members that suffered in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Did it really happen or not? Netanyahu touched on that in his speech. He said, what was it? It was Harvard and MIT. And he went to MIT, by the way. He's a pretty smart guy. And he said, what was it? The presidents of both those schools denied the Holocaust.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. He pointed these things out. Let me tell you something. He gave a great speech. And I am, I don't understand. I get it why the mainstream media wouldn't want to do that. Because, you know, they're trying to play a little bit more cozy with the left. And that means you're going to play it a little more cozy with these protesters and that, the people of that ilk. That's probably why MSNBC and CNN, their ratings are in the toilet. That could be part of it. They can't relate to the average American. But for Fox, for instance, not really. I mean, I looked twice. I could look again, but they didn't have much on that speech. And I got to tell you, I mean, he just nailed it. He nailed it on every level. Well, in fact, we've got some sound clips from that. First of all, he showed true respect for our American flag, our flag.
These protesters burn American flags even on the 4th of July. And I wish to salute the fraternity brothers at the University of North Carolina who protected the American flag against these anti-Israel protesters.
Nice.
Here's a great point that he makes about gays for Gaza.
Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
I love that line.
You know, chickens are slaughtered for KFC.
Yeah, they really don't get it, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, he applied a term to them, and I think he's right on.
I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, that really does nail it. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how they don't know anything about history. They can chant from the river to the sea, but they don't know what river, what sea.
Yeah.
They don't even know history. You know, there's some historical stuff. I don't know. The Torah, the Old Testament. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
There's some records, you know, laying around about the Jewish existence in that particular area going back quite some time.
Somewhat historical, you might say.
But he does make a great point about you're a useful idiot for Iran. And what gay person would want to live in Iran? What LGBTQ or any of those? Would you ever want to live in Iran?
No.
But yet you could live in Israel and get along swimmingly well.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to pick on you for your alternative lifestyle, but they sure will in Iran. The Palestinians wouldn't like it. Hamas doesn't like it. They won't put up with it. So you got to think about these things. I mean, you got to sit down and think. Why are you rooting for people who would just as soon stone you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why would you root for them? Okay, all right, I get it. Look, you grow up with a silver spoon in your mouth. You're very spoiled. And in school, they start to tell you in how bad America is and, you know, how it's our fault for everything bad in the world. And, you know, we poison the Native Americans with things. And look, I'm not saying that America is perfect by any stretch. Oh, no. America as a nation and our leaders have made many bad decisions.
Lots of growing pains.
But you have to look at the overall.
Yes.
You know, in the Declaration of Independence, it stated, you know, all men are created equal. Well, they meant that when they said that.
Mm-hmm.
The slavery thing, of course, clouded everybody. And so they lost focus on that. They fought fights. They wouldn't have gotten, you know, the Constitution and things passed.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave into that one. And I'm not defending it. I'm not saying that was okay to do that. That was terrible and it was wrong. But we made up for it. Yeah, it took time. But we made up for it. As a nation, we grew in the right direction, giving women the right to vote. That's another one. So America's not a perfect place, but here's the problem. Where is the perfect place? Where is it? Is Iran more perfect than we are? Could you say that, honestly, with a straight face? Do you really think the terrorists are right? That they are being oppressed to the point to where murdering innocent people is not just okay, but it's like they deserved it. And this is how we're going to get our way. You really can defend that? I mean, I get it. You have some sort of, you know, guilt. Somebody put all sorts of guilt all over you because you were born in America and your parents were probably doing pretty well. And you go to these very expensive, nice schools, and this is how you alleviate the guilt. Getting involved in a cause, fantastic! Get involved in the community or something you believe in. But something that is supportive of terrorism as a means in which to bring about political change, slaughtering innocents, raping, killing, burning babies. That's what happened October 7th. I mean, that's nobody goes into it because, quite frankly, it's too ugly and graphic to go into it. But I mean, if you don't call that the absolute base of evil, then you clearly don't have an understanding of what evil is. I just thought he gave a great speech. I thought it should get a lot more attention than it's getting so far. Maybe, I don't know, the news cycle was taken up by Biden's 11-minute speech so much that they didn't have time for it. I don't know.
Well, now NPR is even saying, regarding the whole Netanyahu and the protest and everything else, that the atmosphere was largely peaceful. There were some skirmishes with police, but largely peaceful.
Well, there were definitely skirmishes.
Flag burning, taking down flags that weren't
Palestinian
theirs.
Flags being raised in their place. I mean, as soon as a kid does that, I would say, and I say kids, these aren't kids, they're young adults, dumb young adults. But I would immediately, wouldn't it be great if we had a law that says, look, that's grounds for sending you somewhere else. In this case, we'd send you right to Gaza.
Sure.
You say, you need to be and deserve to be with your people. You feel so strongly you would take down an American flag.
Yeah. And burn it.
And burn it or destroy it or mistreat it.
Yeah.
And put up a Palestinian flag.
Right.
Hey, man, that's your team. That is your team. And we're going to send you to where your team plays all their home games. We're going to give you really good seats.
Home team advantage.
Yeah.
There you go.
Home field advantage.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
What I meant to say.
The baseball bat.
Yeah, right.
The football bat.
It's
the hockey club.
Yes. You enjoy one of those.
The polo mallet. Yeah. It actually is kind of like a mallet.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Okay.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
What else you want to talk about?
I don't know. What else you got?
Well, here's another story I got to tell you real quick before it gets buried.
Yeah.
Because everything about Kamala from the past is getting buried.
We're going to have to hold on to these, by the way. You know that.
According to a report from the New York Post, Harris ran a jobs program. Okay. Kamala Harris ran a jobs program in San Francisco that allowed illegal migrants arrested for drug offenses to get job training and have their records expunged. As it turned out, one of the people she picked for the program happened to be Alexander Izaguirre, a migrant in the United States illegally from Honduras, who allegedly brutally assaulted a young woman, leaving her with a skull fracture and long-term trauma. Yep, the DA's office chose Izaguirre for the program after he was arrested twice in 8 months for allegedly snatching a purse and for selling cocaine.
Oh, what a great citizen he would be if he were one.
It was reported in the LA Times back then. In July 2008, while the Back on Track program, Izaguirre committed another crime. According to authorities, he stole the purse of a San Francisco resident who was walking with a friend. After taking the purse, he got into an SUV and attempted to run her down.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Good choice there, Kamala.
Yeah. Anyway... So these are little tidbits of who she is, and not who she was, because it is who she is.
Yeah.
But that's not going to stop them from the redo, the remake, the Kamala 2.0.
Yeah.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. You know what we need? Things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Things that make you smile. Non-political. Upbeat. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Another day in paradise. Good morning. It is time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Rita. What's making you smile?
Hey, guys, what's making me smile is you guys are hilarious, and I think you're just so funny in how you feed off each other. It's just, you make me laugh every day. So I want to share with you something that makes me laugh, which is funny greeting cards. I like all kinds of greeting cards. Two really got my funny bone. One of them says on the front, "Today's going to be a great day," and then you open up and says, "In spite of all the stupid people."
No, I love that kind of stuff, too. I do. Thanks for the compliment. Kay, what's making you smile?
Oh, another fantastic Bob Rose Show. Excuse me. You guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. And on top of that, we're getting rain. Oh, the rain is making me smile. And not only that, the frogs are making the frogs smile. I was up in the middle of the night several times and went out just to listen to the frogs sing. Oh, they were so happy. They're just outside my door just singing their little hearts out.
Oh,
God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Let's go to Mike. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. Gotta love frogs. Today, what's making me smile is yesterday I bought a new mop head on a stick, and I'm going to wash my travel trailer for future endeavors this coming week. Have a great day.
All right. There you go. You too. Wow. If it's making him smile, what you should say is you'll be happy when it's clean.
Yeah.
Mark, what's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg, what's making me smile? As soon as you mentioned you're riding your motorcycle up to Sturgis, it brought to mind the Beatles' White Album, Rocky Raccoon, where one day it's like Robbie Raccoon shows up in Sturgis, and so we're going to get the bumper sticker manufacturers for Robbie Raccoon.
There you go. There you go. Hey, I had to cut you off because we're getting ready for the smoking gun, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
This is the Here Hold My Beer election cycle. 2024 looked at 2016 and said, you weren't weird enough.
The Dana Show.
And it's not even us that's doing it. It's not even our side.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Rasmussen, you know, they do a lot of surveys and polls. And within this survey was some other information that talked about illegals voting in elections. More than 5% say they are not U.S. citizens, but yet they vote, and a little less than 4% aren't even sure whether they're citizens or not. 9% translates into nearly 14 million votes.
Wow.
Wow. So the possibility of things being thrown off in 2024... That could have a real effect. And they'll never deal with the root of it, because then they'd have their smoking gun. And the Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya. Another day in paradise. Good morning. It is time now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, non-political that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Rita. What's making you smile?
Hey, guys. What's making me smile is you guys are hilarious, and I think you're just so funny and how you feed off each other. It's just, you make me laugh every day. So I want to share with you something that makes me laugh, which is funny greeting cards. I like all kinds of greeting cards. Two really got my funny bone. One of them says on the front, "Today's going to be a great day." And then you open up and says, "In spite of all the stupid people."
No, I love that kind of stuff too. I do. Thanks for the compliment. Kay, what's making you smile?
Oh, another fantastic Bob Rose show. Excuse me. You guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. And on top of that, we're getting rain. Oh, the rain is making me smile. And not only that, the frogs are making the frogs smile. I was up in the middle of the night several times, went out just to listen to the frogs sing. Oh, they were so happy. They're just outside my door just singing their little hearts out.
Oh,
God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Let's go to Mike. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. Gotta love frogs. Today, what's making me smile is yesterday I bought a new mop head on a stick, and I'm going to wash my travel trailer for future endeavors this coming week. Have a great day.
All right. There you go. You too. Wow. If it's making him smile, what you should say is you'll be happy when it's clean.
Yeah.
Mark, what's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg, what's making me smile? As soon as you mentioned you're riding your motorcycle up to Sturgis, it brought to mind the Beatles' White Album, Rocky Raccoon, where one day it's like Robbie Raccoon shows up in Sturgis, and so we're going to get the bumper sticker manufacturers for Robbie Raccoon.
There you go. There you go. Hey, I had to cut you off because we're getting ready for the Smoking Gun, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
This is the Here Hold My Beer election cycle. 2024 looked at 2016 and said, you weren't weird enough.
The Dana Show.
And it's not even us that's doing it. It's not even our side.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Rasmussen, you know, they do a lot of surveys and polls. And within this survey was some other information that talked about illegals voting in elections. More than 5% say they are not U.S. citizens, but yet they vote, and a little less than 4% aren't even sure whether they're citizens or not. 9% translates into nearly 14 million votes.
Wow.
Wow. So the possibility of things being thrown off in 2024... That could have a real effect. And they'll never deal with the root of it, because then they'd have their smoking gun. And the Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.